Tony, how excited are you to unveil the full plan?
I'm just excited to be back in a game. So, it's been a long time since I've been in a real game. So I'm kind of excited about that. Talked to the players this week. Just, you know, it's a different feeling when you cut the team down. And it's a hard day, and you know, certainly a hard day for the head coach. You know, once that's over with, you know, you wake up the next morning, you're like a kid at Christmas. So for me, it was a little bit different. So I was kind of fired up about that. And I'm excited to see the guys play. You know, I mean, we've had all our guys out there now for a little while, and, you know, they're starting to work well together out there. So it's been some good positive things in practice.
Tony, when you put Bilal in the game, what kind of things does he do that add to the offense?
Every time Bilal has played right now, since I've watched him, he's flashed at me in different ways. You know, he has really good speed, good burst. He's blocked well. He's caught the ball well. Showed me that he can run in between the tackles and on the perimeter. So I've been really impressed with what he's done. I mean, you know, whenever we've put him in the game, he's made yards when there's nothing there, or he's made hard yards. And he's blocked big people during the course of games. So these are all things that we wanted to see, you know, coming into OTAs and out of OTAs when you're in, you know, pajamas running around out there and then getting into pads and doing all that. So it gives you a real good chance to see it, and we've kind of seen everything we need to see with him.
Tony, what are your expectations this year for Sean Green, and what kind of marriage with your scheme to his skills do you think it'll be?
Well, I don't like putting expectations on anybody. Been down that road a few times. But, you know, I will say this. I'm excited about possibilities with Sean. He's really impressed me right now. He's done a nice job. Anthony Lynn's done a good job with him, getting him ready, as well as Bilal and Joe and that group of players, John Connor. But, you know, this guy's built. He's built the right way, and he's built for our style of football here. You know, I would expect that Sean, you know, as long as we can keep the game, you know, in our kind of football game right now and do things the way we want to do things, I would expect that Sean does well.
Tony, what can you tell us about Clyde Gates?
Well, I can tell you a lot about him. The biggest thing is that, you know, on draft day when we were, you know, I was in that other place, you know, it was the restacking of the board day. You know, round one had gone by, and then two and three had gone by. And, you know, we had a great need for speed. And Clyde was a guy that was, you know, not necessarily in our backyard. You know, Texas is a big place. But, you know, and we knew, you know, from Miami, with, you know, our GM down there being from Abilene, you know, that Clyde was out there, and, you know, we had, you know, enough information on him out there at the time. Small school guy, you know, really big fish in a little pond, you know, out there. But, you know, seen him, spent a lot of time with him. Combine, Senior Bowl, you know, all those different stops. Had opportunity to visit with him at the Senior Bowl, spend a lot of time with him, pick his brain there. So he was a guy, when we restacked the board and we were looking for speed, you know, that just jumped out at me. I mean, the guy really, you know, I could be wrong on this, so I'm sure he'll tell me that. But he was either the fastest or one of the fastest that year at the combine, okay,
that's
coming
scary.
Out of the deal. And, you know, we just knew he was raw player, you know, needed to refine his skills, had to be patient with him, you know, those type of things. And, you know, immediately when you get a player like that in your system, you want to try to get him in. And, you know, I probably didn't do as good a job of getting him in, you know, as I needed to. But we had him returning kicks, and, you know, we tried to get him in that way. But in order to get Clyde in, you were taking Brandon off. And, you know, at that point there, that – you know, that wasn't the best thing for our team, you know. But, you know, when he became available here, I was asked some questions about him, and I answered the questions, and, You know, I just think young player with speed and upside. And I think that those are the kind of players at this time of year, you know, you take a shot on and you see whether or not it pans out.
I know you want to run the ball. When you're playing against a team that has two young corners like Buffalo does, do you think there'll be opportunities to attack that part of the game?
Well, it depends on what they do coverage-wise. I don't know what they're going to do coverage-wise, you know, whether or not they'll expose those guys or not. You know, but they're two young corners, but they're two good corners. I mean, I like both those players, you know. Obviously, you know, Gilmore's a talented player. And then Williams, you know, we looked at him an awful lot, you know, in the draft and, you know, spent a lot of time with him as well. So, you know, these guys are athletic and, you know, Leotis goes inside, you know, for them, plays in the nickel inside. And I did a lot of work with him as a corner as well. You know, he's played in both spots. So they're big, physical, press people. You know, they want to get in your face and impede you a little bit and do those things and use their length. You know, and from our end, you know, we can't allow that to happen. I mean, if we do that, that plays into their favor, and, you know, that, and then the pass rush becomes an issue. So, you know, you'd like to be able to think that, you know, you can do some things that way in the pass game, but, you know, we're gonna work hard at it.
Tony, looking at the receiver position, it seems pretty clear Santonio's role, Steven's role, and Jeremy's role, but Chaz's is a little fuzzy to us since he hasn't played
right.
Can you just talk about how you see his role, how you see him fitting in?
Well, I mean, he's a big guy that can run, blocks, he's physical, he's smart, he can play a lot of positions. You know, I mean, before Chaz was injured, coming out of the spring, he really had a good, solid spring. And then, you know, he had a couple of injuries here that have set him back a little bit, as you guys know, missed some time. But he did a lot of jobs for us. He was able to go inside and play. He was able to play outside, really play all three positions. And there's value to that, you know, at the game, that a guy can play all three positions and he can do some things on special teams. So because he is a physical player. So I think when you're looking at players like Chaz or PT or some of these guys, you know, I think that you want to start counting plays and see how many plays you might be able to get out of them in a game, you know, at this point. You know, it's early in the season, and, you know, when you look at it from a physical standpoint, you know, depending on the number of plays that you run, if you can, you know, run some of these guys in and out of there but get enough jobs out of them and they're not just one whole players, I think that there's a good value to that.
What kind of challenge is it going to be for Austin with Mario, and what kind of challenge will it be for you as a game planner to try to not let that become a, you know, a bad situation?
Well, I mean, this guy, you know, I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. He gets a lot of sacks for a lot of reasons, and, you know, but he's a talented, talented guy, one of the best, you know, rushers that you know, I think are out there in the game. You know, we played him last year, and you know, we've played him the last couple years, actually, you know, when he was in Houston. And, you know, he's a hard guy to, you know, hard guy to deal with. But, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our group up front. I think our group up front is really starting to, you know, to come together now and play well. You know, once Austin's been put in there, you know, I thought, you know, it's a heck of a job, you know, with Rex making that decision and getting us, you know, getting him out there and us putting him out there and letting him play. And he's played an awful lot, you know, certainly in the last couple weeks. You know, but he's played a lot, period. So I have a lot of confidence in him and in that group, you know, as a whole. Obviously, you know, you have to have a plan against a player like that, and you got to know where he's going to be. And, you know, the preseason's preseason. I've been trying to tell you that since the preseason started. So nobody wants to listen to that. But, you know, I don't know if a guy's going to line up in one spot or five spots, you know. I know when I watch, you know, when I was part of the Dallas Cowboys, you know, DeMarcus Ware, you know, was a talented guy. When they line him up in three, four different spots, it's hard to find this guy. So, you know, I'm not sure how that's going to go, but, you know, we've prepared ourselves for it.
Tony, now that you've had Jason Smith for a week now, how has he gotten acclimated? And, you know, obviously, especially since that first game when he was just sort of thrown in.
Yeah, he's definitely thrown in there. He's really done well, you know. I mean, I've been pleased with what he's done, and, you know, all the new guys. I mean, really, you know, Jason and you know, Conrad and Gates, you know, I mean, these guys have all come in and they've picked things up really well. You know, I knew Clyde would have some carryover, you know, but some of these other guys, you know, really hadn't been exposed to some of that stuff. You know, I think that Jason has had a little bit of terminology carryover. I think he ran across Josh McDaniel somewhere there, you know, in St. Louis, and you know, and there was a little bit of terminology carryover in a couple different areas, so that helped, you know, that way. But they've worked real hard, and their coaches have worked hard with them, and you know, we have specific roles for those guys, you know, right now. And I think, you know, it's a little bit easier when you're learning the game plan like this as opposed to that big book that they get handed in training camp. You know, that gets overwhelming, I think.
Tony, Rex this morning was mentioning about the Wildcat, how it can take up more than 50% of opposing defense's energies in a given week. But by the same token, can it also distract an offensive team from concentrating on what it wants to do with its main offense?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think offensively, you know, it just becomes part of what you do if, you know, if that's what you choose to do. And I think that, you know, it's not different than turning around and handing the ball off, you know, on a, you know, on a regular lead play or something like that. It just becomes another run or another throw, whatever it is that you're going to do with it. But, you know, I think from a defensive standpoint, the packages that you could get and the number of personnel, you know, groupings that you can get and those type of things and the moving parts, who's where and why and what they're doing, I think that's the thing you have to prepare for. So many defenses try to match the play, you know. I mean, this was a big Bill Parcells thing, you know. I mean, everybody tries to match every play with every, you know, I want that guy on that guy and this guy on that guy and this guy on that guy. And I think when you're into those packages and you're moving parts around, it makes it a little bit more difficult, which is why they have to spend more time than we have to spend, you know, certainly on it, you know, if that's what you choose to do.
Take one from Richard. Yeah, Tony, the last few years, the NFL has gone so pass-crazy. You know, the numbers are, you know, mm-hmm. off the charts the last couple of years. And yet you know, you have a clear vision of what you want out of this offense, which is probably more balance, more run. Mm-hmm. What makes you think, like, with everybody going in the other direction, that your way is still the right way to win a championship, and that, why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, we're blessed here to have, you know, this game is played in three phases. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but we're blessed here to have, you know, a tremendous defense. I mean, really, you know, that group I've had to prepare for, and as I've said before, they cause a lot of problems. They occupy a lot of time. You have to spend a lot of time. You know, I mean, you're a quarterback watching that film, and I've had some pretty smart quarterbacks watching film of the Jets or Baltimore or some of these teams, you know, Pittsburgh's defense, you know, I mean, some of those kind of defenses. And, you know, when you're watching those type of defenses, you're spending a lot of time, you know, doing that. That can be overwhelming, you know, in itself. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, from our end right now, you know, I just really believe that with our defense, our special teams, okay, if we take care of the football and play the type of football that we're capable of playing on offense, we'll be fine. The numbers will be fine, okay, and we'll take care of the things that we need to do, you know, and we have to do that. I mean, we have to pull our weight. You know, our guys know that. I know that. I'm aware of that. Hey, and you know, we have to be able to, you know, to certainly do that. And I think if we can do that with the type of people we have on defense and with our special teams, you know, that'd be nice. I haven't had many opportunities like, you know, in these last few games where you see some of these kickoff returns come out. You know, and you're playing on the 40-yard line in some of those situations. So, you know, that'd be nice. Those are all good weapons to have, and I think that formula with our style of offense works, you know. And you can go back and look at history and see whether or not it works. I mean, I get it. I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, they've won a lot of games. They throw the football okay, but they run the football well too, you know. And, you know, those Baltimore teams, they ran the football well. So these teams have been, you know, that are playing in and, you know, January, February, you know, those type of teams, they do it that way. And, you know, they're going to throw the ball. We're going to throw the ball our share. I mean, I've said it before. It's not going to be the wing tee out there this weekend. So.
Thank you, everybody. All right.